From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Cloudy weather in Florida is keeping Space Shuttle Discovery in orbit an extra day. Late word from NASA is that Mission Control has decided to skip both landing opportunities this morning. The next attempt to bring Discovery and its seven astronauts home will come shortly after sunrise tomorrow. It's been another day of hassles and headaches for thousands of stranded air travelers in Europe. This is day five of worries about volcanic ash from Iceland posing a danger to air travel. Most flights in Europe are grounded. The airspace over Britain, France, Germany, and the Netherlands remains shut down. Now the airlines are grumbling loudly, saying they may seek financial compensation. They're losing millions of dollars a day. Scientists say there are indications that conditions are changing at the volcano that's been erupting. And as NPR's Joe Palca reports, they suggest better news for stranded travelers.
There's a sheet of ice sitting on top of the Eyjafjallajökull volcano. When the hot magma inside the volcano started pouring out, it caused the ice to heat rapidly, so rapidly that the ice exploded. This explosive erupting is what makes the ash so dangerous for airplane engines. Now there are signs that the ice directly above the volcano has mostly melted, so now the hot magma can flow out of the volcano without causing such a large ash plume. Scientists in Iceland expect to confirm this shift in character later today. Joe Palca, NPR News, Reykjavik.
In Pakistan, they're investigating a bombing at a school that left one child dead and several wounded. It happened in northwest Pakistan in the city of Peshawar. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, that's where militants are continuing their assault on the gateway to Pakistan's border region with Afghanistan.
Authorities say that a small improvised explosive device was planted near a shop in front of a public school that is affiliated with the Peshawar police. Over the weekend, attacks by Islamist militants in the district of Kohat, adjoining Peshawar, killed more than 50 people. The turmoil comes as Pakistan marks what is being called a political milestone. President Asif Ali Zardari today signs into law the 18th Amendment to the Constitution, stripping the president of powers that had been expanded under former President Pervez Musharraf. Gone is the presidential prerogative to dissolve parliament. With a constitutional dispute resolved, analysts say Pakistan's leadership has dispensed with a major political distraction that should allow it to concentrate greater attention on battling the militancy. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
Today's the deadline for Toyota to say whether it agrees to pay a record fine for waiting to tell federal safety officials about defective gas pedals on millions of its vehicles. Toyota knew about sticky gas pedals last September on Camrys, Corollas, and other vehicles, but waited until January to issue a recall. The fine is more than $16 million. This is NPR News. The crowds are building for this morning's start of the Boston Marathon. The race gets underway in about an hour. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, hundreds of runners are missing this year's race because they couldn't get there. Blame the ash clouds.
This may be the year that getting to the starting line is more difficult for some than crossing the finish. Runners have been contacting race organizers saying they're stranded in Europe and can't get to Boston. Today's marathon marks 2.5 millennia since the Battle of Marathon that gave rise to the idea of a 26.2-mile race. As legend has it, after the Greeks had defeated their Persian invaders, a Greek messenger ran some 26 miles from the city-state of Marathon to Athens to spread the news. But as soon as he arrived, the story goes, the messenger died of exhaustion. Today's 26.2-mile course from Hopkinton to Boston will be lined with special celebratory Greek flags, along with the usual contingent of medics. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Authorities in Venezuela say former WBC lightweight title holder Edwin Valero is dead. Police say he hanged himself this morning after being arrested for allegedly killing his wife. Valero was 28 years old. He was arrested yesterday at a hotel in the city of Valencia. That was after his wife was found stabbed to death in a room there. Friday's sell-off on Wall Street spread to Asian markets today, with the major indexes in Asia dropping about 2% or more. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 126 points on Friday. The Nasdaq drops 34. That was after federal regulators hit Goldman Sachs with civil fraud charges. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.